Hey, welcome to the Intentional Living Center on this very special day, Labor Day. And it's kind of interesting that we're talking about stress today and what stresses you out on a day that you're supposed to be de-stressed, right? And I hope the two work hand in hand for you on this Labor Day as we think about what are the one things that we can do and the one things we can stop doing to sort of de-stress our life. So what is it that stresses you out? We're going to give you some help today from the Intentional Living Center. If you have a comment you'd like to share, give me a call, 888-888-1717. A couple of things before we get to the calls that I want to kind of put right out here on the front of the program. Coming up in November, November 8 and 9 in Phoenix, we're going to be in Mesa and in Glendale, we meaning my wife and I and some of our team. And then November 16, a Sunday evening, for what we're calling Intentional Love Date Night. It's going to be an experience for couples that we're going to just laugh and learn. I'm going to share what it means to be intentional. We're going to talk about marriage communication. I'm going to give you the top 10 list of what intentional couples do on purpose. And it's just going to be a lot of fun and very practical. Tickets are available. This would be a great day to get your tickets, reserve your spot. Again, November 8 and 9 in the Phoenix area, November 16 in Tucson. And then my wife and I are going to be leading an intentional living cruise to Alaska. We've been getting a lot of interest. And so if you haven't gotten your tickets yet, I hope you'll get your reservation yet. I hope you'll check it out at theintentionallife.com. June 28th through July 5th, 2020. All right, let's get right to our first caller. Brittany is on the line with a question. Hey, Brittany, welcome to the program. Go right ahead.
I listen to your shows pretty often. They actually help me get through the days. Me and my husband have been going through a lot of stress lately with money and job-wise. We lost our house a year ago, and we are pretty much on the verge of getting divorced, but we're both still hanging on somehow. I don't know how. But I was just calling to get some, I guess, hope inside me. I've let myself get down so far that I've caused myself to get depression, and so has my husband. I was just calling to see if you had any word of advice.
Yeah, well, Brittany, I do. And one is, we're going to pray with you and pray for you, because what you're facing is, even on a day like today, where a lot of people are enjoying their day and spending the day de-stressing, you're under this pressure. Our marriage is on the brink, and we don't know where to turn, and we're feeling depressed. When we get that, we need to reach out and get some help. You need some people in your life, Brittany, you and your husband, who can speak truth into your life, because here's what happens when we get so stressed and we feel like there's just, it's like the water, we're taking over our life and we're going to drown. We can't think clearly. And when we can't think clearly, we don't act clearly. And sometimes we need someone just to grab our hand and say, it's going to be okay. Let me just be that person on the radio. It's going to be okay if you decide together to stand together and take that very first step in intentional living, is declare a new intention for your family. Declare today before God, we declare together, we are sick and tired of where this marriage is going, what's been going on. We're sick and tired of what's happened in the past. We're sick and tired of the hole that we've dug and the problems that we're facing. It begins with that declaration. Otherwise, what happens is we become weak. We give in. We stop fighting. We stop resisting the problem we're facing. And we don't give God a chance to do a work in our life. So declaring our new intention to say before God today, we are sick and tired of this. We're going to stand together. We're going to ask God to come into the middle of this marriage, work on this marriage, fix this marriage, and make this marriage what we know God has for us. And Brittany, let me just pray with you. Father, I do pray for Brittany. I pray for her husband. I pray that today that you'll help them be mad enough, in a good way, spiritually, to be angry and not sin, as you say in your word, to be angry enough to say that they want something better in a new direction in their life, and they will turn to you with confidence that you will do a new work in their life. Save their marriage, save their family, help them get back on their feet and be restored so they can head in a better direction. And we'll thank you for it. Amen. All right. That's a tough one to get started with. Maybe you have a comment about stress you want to leave on our comment line at 888-888-1717 is the number. And Kara is on the line. Welcome to the program.
Hi, Dr. Paulson.
How are you today?
Oh, I'm a little stressed.
Well, you called the right number, I think. What's your thought on this today?
Well, right now we're just we've actually got a lot of joyful things happening in our lives right now. But I'm discovering that, you know, even the wonderful things that happen in a family and in life can still cause a lot of stress.
Right.
And we've got a son who's getting married, our youngest of five. And at the same time, his older brother just had a baby girl, and they live quite a ways away and really need me up there to help too. And we've got one son whose marriage is struggling. And then we've got my husband and I, a situation where both of us have taken a pretty drastic cut in pay, and so we've got some financial stuff going on too to add to the mix.
Well, I guess a question you have to ask yourself, what things do you have control over and what things don't you have control over?
Exactly.
I mean, that's a really important question, because you're a mom, you got a mom's heart, and you guys, you know, parenting never ends. Care. We talk about that's it ending true. When the kids go out. It doesn't. You're always worried about them, thinking about them, and care for them. And one of the things you have to do is realize there's some things you can do and a lot of things you can't do. And I think being able to have that written down, as it were, these are specific things we will do and can do. These are things we have to really realize we have no control over. And knowing the difference is important.
Well, and I think then being able to trust God that the things we can't control really are His responsibility, and being able to leave them there. I think my biggest problem comes at night, in the middle of the night, if I wake up.
Yeah.
For some reason, I don't have as much control over my thought life as I do when I'm awake.
Yeah.
And so I'll wake up with these thoughts of, you know, what hasn't been done. And the stress just feels so overwhelming in the middle of the night that that's the hardest time for me.
Yeah, I would encourage you, because I face that sometimes. Sometimes it's worry, but sometimes for me it's worry. You know, that's what it is. It's worry thinking about, in my case, it might be the ministry or the kids or whatever. I find laying there doesn't work. Because if you're a doer, or you got to be able to do something, right? I encourage you to get up, go out in the other room, get your Bible, turn the light on, and read some scripture. Scripture that's meaningful to you, scripture that really speaks to you. Maybe the Psalms is a good place to read and pray, giving your children and the situation back to God. And I can almost guarantee you, if you do that, Kara, you're going to find your stress level starting to decrease, because you're changing your mind. You're putting your mind on the right things. You're right. Realizing this is a God thing and you can't control it. And you're going to be better prepared to go back to bed and go and get some sleep. If you lay there, I have found, at least for me, if I lay there, it didn't help.
No, it gets worse.
Yeah. Sometimes just getting up and putting scripture to work and meditating and prayer can make a difference. Will you do that for the next 30 days and see what happens?
I will be happy to do that. That's great advice, and I'm looking forward to it.
All right. Let us know how it turns out, all right?
I will. Well, if we can get through this wedding, our kids evacuated from the car fire, and so trying to do a wedding while they're evacuated has been a challenge. But I think having your mind fixed on that, even when you're in the middle of the night, will make all the difference in the world.
Well, we've been thinking of you and praying for you, Kara. Thank you for your call.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Have a great day.
Yeah.
Bye.
And, you know, one of the reasons it happens in the middle of the night is because you're sleeping, and you kind of let down your guard, and those thoughts that are kind of unconscious start to come to the surface, and they start to get into your head. During the day, you can keep suppressing them, right? I'm busy with this. I'm busy with that. I got this activity and that activity. And so you know how to shove them down and push them down. But when you're sleeping, they come to the surface. And that's why it's a good time just to really get your mind reset and focused intentionally on the priorities. We're talking on this Labor Day about what's stressing you out and how to be intentional in dealing with it. And when we come back, I'm going to give you some tips that I think will help you.
Hey, it's producer Rob for Intentional Living. If you hear something on the program today and think, wow, I wish I could hear that later, you can. In fact, most nights before bedtime, when things settle down, I pull out the iPhone and listen to that day's Intentional Living program on iTunes. And if you don't have an iPhone, just go to your smartphone's app store and download the Intentional Living app for free. And voila, you can hear any program on demand right there on your smartphone or on your tablet. And if you're at your laptop or desktop computer, head over to theintentionallife.com and then to Program Highlights, and you can access all the archived Intentional Living programs searchable by title and keyword. It's just one more way to help you live an intentional life in Christ. The website again, theintentionallife.com.
This is Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Parent Talk Incorporated and is made possible by the generous support of our listeners just like you. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio, but it is intended to help you live an intentional life in Jesus Christ.
You know, when you support the ministry of Intentional Living, all we can say every day is thank you and God bless you for standing with us. It means a great deal. We'll talk a little bit more about that a little later. And on this Labor Day, I know that you're away from the routine, perhaps, and as you have time with your family, when you think about the fall that's ahead and planning even for this next year, Intentional Living wants to be here every day to encourage you and help you on your journey that you will be intentional in following Him. All right? Hey, listen, we're talking about stress today on Labor Day. I think it's important to think about a couple of things. First of all, that stress is normal, but distress isn't. Stress is a normal part of life. Your body is constantly under stress. I was looking at some historical footage of astronauts when they come back from outer space and have been there for months and months and months, and you see the stress of the gravitational pull on their bodies. These men and women that have been in outer space, when they come out of the spacecraft after it lands, some have to be literally lifted and carried because of the stress that's on their body that they didn't have when they were in outer space. Well, that's what happens to us every day. We're in a stressful environment, not only gravitationally, but emotionally and spiritually and relationally. It's a normal part of life, and when we don't deal with it in the way God intends, it becomes distress. And it becomes distress whenever we allow it to take center stage in our life and start to dictate how our life is playing out. And we got to kick it off of the center stage and realize that we can be intentional with our thought life, with our emotions, with our behavior, with getting help at times to take control back and not allow distress to take control of our life. So if you want to join us with a comment, you're welcome at 888-888-1717 and press number 2. Let's go to Liz, who's on the line in Texas today with a question. Liz, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Appreciate your call. What's your question?
Well, I'm stressed because we have a 31-year-old son that's been doing drugs since he was 14.
Mm.
And he was doing a lot better when he moved first to Rockport with a friend. And then Hurricane Harvey came, and so we had to move him back home to Texas. And that's where the drugs started in again, worse than they were before. So now I took him back and left him there back in Rockport because FEMA had a trailer for him. Now they're going to kick him out because he's gone wayward, very wayward again. And my heart says go help him pack up and help him. But my logic says, no, you've enabled him too many years already. Let him figure things out on his own.
Mm. Yeah, I hear you. You're a mom and you got a 31-year-old son, and your mom's heart is saying, I want to go rescue him again. Do you realize how many times you talked about I rescued him, I brought him back? And listen, every parent who has a child, a young adult, now an adult, right, not acting like it, that has a son or daughter who's in the predicament you're in is feeling the same way. Like they maybe one more time, just one more time I can make it better. If I just do this now, if I just put a little more money into it, a little more time into it, a little more effort into it, I can fix them. And the reality is, Liz, you know it, that see the logical part of your mind, of your life, tells you there's nothing you can do. He's got to get to the bottom of the barrel, as it were, and say, I'm done with this. and I want help. And here's my phone number, son. I'm willing to help you when you want the help, when you seriously want the help that you need to get better in your life. You can't get him off drugs. You can't keep him off drugs. This is something he has to deal with. You can pray with him and support him, but you can't do it for him, and you know that.
Yes. And we did offer him help. We went down when he first started this again. I think he has a mental illness he's undiagnosed with that, you know, he won't treat, and he doesn't want to face it.
Mm-hmm.
So the bottom line is we went down and offered him, that was the only assistance we offered him. He just down. So that was my thought, is that he's already turned us down. I've offered again. He's turned me down. I'm in a different job position. I don't make the money I used to make.
But what did you offer him? What did you offer to do?
I offered him to take him to the mental state hospital at San Antonio.
Yeah. Now, is he not capable of getting the help, going to get the help that he needs? Does he not know where these resources are?
He does, and he's refused them. I mean, yeah. I offered to take him to MHMR to start the process because he can't pay for it, because he can't keep a job.
Let me ask you, how are you, and you said we, I'm assuming you and your husband, how are you guys doing in your marriage as a result of this?
Well, for many years, we've been in opposition, but now we're more on board as to, you know, if he doesn't want the help, then we're not going to help.
Yeah. Do you feel in some way that you guys are, quote, responsible for this?
Not really, no. I mean, I wasn't the best mom, no. But, you know, I've had worse. All of us have a little bit of dysfunction in our family, mm-hmm. and I've had worse.
Yeah.
So he's, you know, he's not had the worst life in it, you know, in the world.
Mm-hmm. Well, Liz, listen, every mom and every dad who's has or have had a son or daughter who's gone in the wrong direction, it could be because of mental illness, could be because of choices they've made, their heart's breaking for you. We've seen it. We understand. And you're not alone. I think a couple of things, Liz, when we talk about intentional living is, one of the steps is decluttering your life. And one of the things we can get cluttered when we get into the pit is we jump in the pit with someone we love, and the clutter of all their problems just stick to us. And the only way we can help someone is to stay out of the pit ourselves. The pit of despair, the pit of distress, the pit of trying to overdo or overfix or control. And I understand how that happens because we're all vulnerable to it. But it sounds like you and your husband, that's good news. You're on the same page. You understand you can't get in the pit with him. You've got to keep that distance. You're making yourself available to help when he needs help and wants help, if it's a positive kind of help. But you're not going to enable him to continue or support him and staying in a lifestyle that's going to destroy his life. And so with that, Liz, would it be all right if I prayed for you? Because I know this stress is very real to you on this Labor Day. And I'd like to pray with you that God would give you and your husband continued strength so you can stay strong, so you're available when he finally does, if he does, finally turn and want some help. Would that be okay?
Yes, please.
Father, I do today pray for Liz and for her husband there in Texas. And their heart is hurting and aching for their son. No one has a child thinking that 31 years later they're going to be on drugs and needing mental help, assistance, and so on. But life happens. We live in a sinful, broken, damaged world, and these things happen. I do pray for Liz today that you'll be with her, with her husband, that you'll give them wisdom, that they'll stand together. We pray for their son, that the Spirit of God, that your Spirit will move in his life in some way and draw him to you, and draw him and point him perhaps in some way toward getting some help for his life. And we'll thank you for it in Christ's name. Amen. Liz,
thank you
for your confidence in calling. I'm glad you're listening to Intentional Living today.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much.
That's why we're here.
Listening to the program today, I just want to thank you, because I was lying to myself, calling myself a Christian, but thinking of going into an escort service. Times are hard. I'm a single mom, have a degree but couldn't find a job, and I was just telling myself, going through my mind, trying to look at all the pros of why I could do it and what I won't do in the escort service. But like I said, God's timing is such, everything is God's timing. Just listening to the program today has really opened my eyes, and I know I can just see, and I know that it was wrong, but I wasn't listening to that stuff that I was thinking. I was just looking at, well, you can't find a job. And I just want to thank you guys for everything that you do. Your program, the radio station, I'm so blessed to be able to have it and be able to listen to it. You guys have really made a difference in my life. Philippians 4:8. That will be my life scripture now. Thank you. Thank you so much. God bless you.
Well, thank you. It's very humbling. An example of one caller, when you heard her story, she was ready to make a decision, and you're thinking, how could she do that? Because we all get to places in life where we get so desperate, we feel so hopeless, that it's easy to be deceived. And for that one moment in time, when the truth broke through, she heard it on the radio, and she decided to go in a different direction, changing the course of her life. And I just want to say thanks to each of you on this Labor Day who pray for us, and those of you who very tangibly support us for allowing us to do this. And we need your help as we're moving into these fall months. Because I think about, where would she be right now if God had not intervened, and maybe the radio had not been there for her and Intentional Living had not been there for her. And I think of Liz, who we just talked to in Texas. She needed to have someone pray with her and encourage her. You know, this is why this ministry exists. And the support from listeners like you make moments like these possible on the radio. And we need your support right now so we can be there for countless thousands, just like that caller, just like Liz, just like those who are on the line today. And we say thanks to those of you who are supporting us. If you're not, come and join us. Be a part of the membership team. Stand up, make a declaration of intention, and stand with us. And your support every month, we're going to say thank you by sending you a brand new teaching on CD from me to you to say thank you for your support. And today, because our offices are closed, you can go online to theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com. All right, Teresa is on the line in Arizona with a question. Teresa, welcome to the program. How can I help you today?
Yes, Dr. Randy, I would like to know your comment for your program today is stress. I'm dealing with the biggest stress right now, and that is finances. I'm having somewhat medical difficulties with legs and shoulders, and I have three adult young male sons, and they're living with me in the home. One is currently working, and one is going to college. The other one is having issues with anxiety and his father. I would like to know, what is your input on this, and what could I do about it?
Well, listen, Teresa, I think I heard you coming through. You got a lot of stress going on in your family, and financial stress is one of the worst. And of course, you need to get on the same page, and you need to have a plan. And the first step is, and here's what happens. When you have a financial problem, I don't know why this happens, but many times when people get into a problem, financial or otherwise, they keep digging the hole. In other words, instead of stopping and saying, everything stops, I'm not digging the hole any further or any deeper, what they tend to do, and it sounds like maybe you're struggling with this too, it's like, I just keep digging, hoping if I do a little more or try this or try that. It's time to declare your intention to say, I am sick and tired of this. I'm sick and tired of the stress that we're facing, the loss of control of our finances, and I'm going to take control of my life in this area. Now, as a Christian, I know that God's in ultimate control, but I know His best for me is that I step up and take responsibility for the financial stress, put together a budget, find out where your expenses are, basically getting a piece of paper and writing down everything about that's coming in financially and everything that's going out. And if you can't do that, get somebody to help you do it and put a plan together. there's something that de-stresses our life, allows us to breathe when we see things in black and white on paper. As simple as that seems, I have found that people who are really under a lot of distress find comfort when they journal, because they take all the jumbled thoughts that they have, Teresa, and one word after another, put it into their journal, and that helps de-stress their life. So that's something I would encourage for you today. All right. Do we have time? I got Stephanie's on the line in Virginia with a question today. Go right ahead.
Hi, Dr. Carlson. As a Christian adult who loves her parents dearly, I still feel, especially in my relationship with my mother, that there's still a parenting element going on with her towards me. And I am married with three children, yet I still feel at times that she still tries to parent me and still tries to guide me in decision-making. Not so much just giving me advice, but really trying to steer me into a direction that may not be a right choice for me or may not be something I agree with. But as a Christian, and you want to honor your parents, and you know that they're speaking out of love, how do you draw that line in that relationship respectfully and honoring them still as your parents?
Yeah, well, that's a great question. You know, we're talking about stress today, and that's certainly stressful when you love your parents and they mean well, their intentions are good, but your expectations are different. I think you just have to be honest. You said, what do I do to be respectful? You respect your parents by treating them as adults. In other words, to be able to sit down with your mom and say, Mom, I'm an adult now. I love you, but I'm an adult. And I know that you want to offer advice, and I know you've got good advice over the years, but you've raised me right. Now you got to trust me. You got to back off, give me space, and let me make my own decisions, even if they're mistakes. That's how I'm going to learn. So, and then you got to be prepared, however. And you got to ask Mom if she'll commit to that. In other words, if you can get her to say, oh, I'm sorry, honey, and I'll do that, then that's great. But if she doesn't, if she continues to get in your face and continues to do it, one of the ways you respect her is to say, Mom, I respect you so much that when you start to do that, I'm going to walk away. I'm just not going to be here. It's just hurtful to me and our relationship is too important for that. Hope that helps. Hey, listen, we're now in the month of September. Wow, this is an exciting month. We've got a lot coming up. At the end of this month, we're releasing a brand new book that I've just finished writing. It's in production right now to be released by the 1st of October, called Freedom from Hijacked Emotions. It's how to overcome the bondage of anxiety, worry, fear, and anger. And I'm going to be telling you how you can receive a copy of that book. I'll share that with you tomorrow, tell you how you can do that. I'm excited about it. It's a very practical book. It's brand new. We'll talk more this month about it. I'm Randy Carlson. Have a great day. We'll see you next time from Intentional Living.